This week, we're exploring the blind spot. It's a focus on teens who are using substances but aren't being caught by the system that's set up to help them. In this story, KSKA's Ann Hillman spoke with a couple relying on each other to get through their past methamphetamine addiction.
The two young women sit in an empty classroom, their hands intertwined. A knit cap is pulled low over Madison's shaggy hair. A Batman belt holds up her baggy pants. Kylie wears a pastel hoodie over her thin body and tight jeans. Neither of those are their real names, because one of them is a minor. They just started school again after they both dropped out more than a year ago, before they even knew each other. They met last year when Madison joined her friend for dinner at Kylie's dad's house.
They had meatloaf. It was really good. I mean, and I met her, but no, I'm just getting the meatloaf.
By the time they met, Madison had already started using meth.
I remember exactly where it was. It was like downtown Anchorage in the JCPenney stairwell, because believe it or not, a lot of people do drugs down, like, in all those places. So if you ever see people standing in the stairwell, they're probably doing drugs. But
then, after meeting Kylie, she stopped. Kylie grew up in a house where her father and older siblings frequently used drugs. Madison didn't want her to have to deal with a girlfriend who was using too. And then Madison relapsed, with Kylie's dad. And Kylie decided it was time for her to try it too.
For me, it was more that I was closer to my family if I did it, because I was always cut out from my family, mainly because I have younger siblings that were allowed around our family because they didn't know what everybody was doing. But I did, and I was old enough, and so I wasn't allowed around them. But then being on it, I was.
So Madison and Kylie went on a six-month bender with friends and family members. They figured they used thousands of dollars worth of drugs and paid almost nothing for them. Madison says meth helped them escape.
It makes you feel cut off from your emotions. And you just kind of get lost in this different world.
They'd forget to eat. They'd forget to sleep. Kylie says it all started with just wanting to try it one time.
One time, and 6 months later, you're like 100 pounds and nobody, your own family doesn't want to be around you. And it's awful.
When they were on meth, they didn't even like each other.
We were awful together.
Yeah, we were awful to each other and together.
Kylie says Madison is whiny and needy when she's on methamphetamines. Madison says Kylie's really annoying.
She's just everywhere, and then she's not everywhere, and she's like always writing letters, always writing. And it's like, hey, and she's just like, hold on a minute. And she's just writing. And it's like, and then she never sends the letters anyway.
But when Kylie's off drugs, she's a completely different person. A person Madison says she loves.
She's really funny, she smiles a lot, and she laughs a lot, and she's really goal-orientated, too, when she's sober. Like, she wants to get things done. She does job applications, she looks out for herself.
Madison says on the days they didn't use meth, that's the person she would see. And she'd see a change in herself, too. She says she always knew using meth was a bad idea, and seeing the differences in the people around her made her realize she needed a change if she was ever going to reach the goals she set for herself. So Madison set an ultimatum for Kylie.
And she said that if we were ever adults, she would not want to have a family with kids with a mother that was as messed up as I had been.
I know that sounds really harsh, but...
But it's the truth. And she said that we didn't need to set goals for when we had kids. We needed to do it before so that we were ready to have kids.
Madison says she wanted to show Kylie a better life than she had experienced. But Madison is also the one who led Kylie to try meth. So why does Kylie still trust her?
Nobody's ever told me that they supported me or they believed in me, but she has.
In order to stop, the young couple moved to Wasilla to stay with friends. Madison says they had to get away from everyone who was still using.
Okay, if you try to quit and you're still around all those people that do drugs and all the druggies, then...
It makes it 1,000 times harder.
They slip into what's becoming a normal relationship, finishing each other's sentences, squabbling over housework, and supporting each other through what Madison says has to be a personal decision.
You have to make the decision to leave and get better for yourself.
Madison says she has relapsed and used meth since trying to get clean, but she says she knows it's part of the process and she just has to move on. They both say it's hard, but together, they're trying. In Wasilla, I'm Ann Hillman.